back in the saddle and out on the trail with Ernie the horse guy. Now fun will prevail. We'll meet the best horseman under the sun. Tip our hats to the ladies, keep the good Lord number one. Ride along, sing your song.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, don't touch that dial, folks. It's time to get around and talk horses. Talk horses with better horses. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
Ed, great to see you.
You know, this is God, Country, and Horses. 1 hour talking just about horses and everything there is about horses. And we have some great guests today.
Really a good show. We have great guests every week.
That's right. It's we do.
And I got a hat. My hat goes off to you. We got to keep plugging. BetterHorses.com. It's for real.
You know, we started out, if you're looking for events and if you want to go to an event or what's going on for the weekend, be sure to hit betterhorses.com, look at our events page, and you can see everything going on right up from the PBR all the way to clinics all around Kansas City.
And you're thinking about your event out there, what did it cost you? Absolutely nothing. Just tell people about betterhorses.com and we'll put it on there.
So we had a fun time last week. We got to do some mounted shooting, and you did. You got to actually talk to Matthew Jobe out there.
In fact, he's going to be on TV tomorrow, and we got an interview with him. We're going to play today. Great guy he is.
And what a difference in trying to shoot a 45 single action caliber gun right off your horses. So we get to talk about a lot going on with the horses, and it's gotten cold, so be sure to get your horses out. Be sure to warm them up before you get them all ridden down, and be careful out there.
Hey, we got with us today my hero, and that's Pastor Frank Slaughter from Open Range Fellowship out in Lone Jack. Frank, are you with us?
I'm right here, Ernie.
Hey, well, great to have you on the show, and always great to hear you. And I tell you what, just your segments that you do on this show, on TV, are just over the top, and really appreciate it. And so what up? I got some folks on the prayer list, if that's all right. And I want to tell you out there, if you got somebody you want to put on a prayer list, prayer works. Send it to me at Ernie@BetterHorsesRadio.com, and we'll put him or her on the list. And I want to pray for, let's pray for the Christians all over the world, not only in the Middle East, all over the world. Pray for our president and all the world leaders. Pray for my friend Mark Berchtold, who's doing well health-wise. Pray for you, Frank. We want to continue to pray for you that you get better and that you get healed. Pray for the grass fire victims, flood victims. Pray for my buddy's wife, Pat Buzzard, who is dealing with Alzheimer's. Kevin Boland, Fred and I grew up with in Kansas City, Kansas, my brother's best friend, going through some treatments. Let's pray for Hillary Watson, Wyatt Deal, who's doing good. Pray for the family of Jerry Fox, Angie Vanderpool, David Sheckle, my home church, Kim McBroom, Jan Ish, Mike Statua, Sue Saxon, my sister-in-law, Pat Rodina, Tim Trabon. Great, always great to hear see him surface on Facebook because I know he's doing good. John Speck, right here in the studio. Dear friend, great guy, pray for him. Allie Costello in this studio. Steve Miles in Tonganoxie and Steve Miles in Baser, which they all got good news and follow-up checkups. Pray for them. And along with my buddy Greg Brenneman's wife, Debbie Brenneman, who's going through treatment, and we got another prayer request.
You know, also with the Jackson County Sheriff's Mounted Posse, and also we had put a shout out to the Kansas City, Missouri Police Mounted Patrol. I'll get it out, and especially with our guys that are in studio today,
and anybody else that you have on your heart, you know, this prayer is going out to you. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Frank.
Okay, dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you this morning. And we give you all the honor and glory and grace that we can possibly muster up because we see your creation. It's so evident with everything and also these animals that we love so much. But, Lord, there's a lot of trouble going on in the world, and we want to lift up the persecuted church all around the world, but also all of the conflicts and divisions amongst the nations and this tough transition here in our own country in Washington. And so we want to pray for our leaders there. And we also want to pray for our men and women in uniform protecting us and all of our first responders from the police department right through here in our own country. Lord, once again, we know that you breathed everything into existence, and we love you so much for that. And so we ask for this blessing upon anyone listening to the show this morning, they have their own prayer request too, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Great. Thank you so much, Frank. And I want to tell you, you know, on our show tomorrow, we got your segment playing, your devotional, which is just tremendous. But we added another one to it, and that is with the PBR PRCA announcer. He built one, and that's Justin McKee. So I think you're going to enjoy that one and really appreciate that one. And there was no rule that we couldn't have two in there, Frank.
Yeah, I know. That's what I love about you.
Yeah, so anyway, but thank you so much for all you do. Our prayers and thoughts are with you. Keep fighting the good fight, Frank.
Okay. God bless you.
God
guys.
Bless you. We love you, man. Talk to you later. Just a great guy. A great, great as far as church and ministry he has out right there in Lone Jack, Missouri. And if you can't make it out there, you can go to openrangefellowship.com. Hey, what a show we got. And he was brought to us by our good friends at Heritage Tractor. We actually have 10 outlets in Heritage Tractor. One of them just opened up. It's going to be in out in Smithville, Missouri. So Heritage Tractor, they are all over at our industry when it comes to horses and stuff like that and supporting us. And we got to support them.
You know, they're great. They're a great facility. Baldwin City, Topeka, Lawrence, Clinton. We're looking at Kearney, Olathe, Dimitwin, Platte City, Adrian. I did this all in memory. Atchison and Smithville.
Well, that's good. Well,
I did that really good, didn't I?
You did great, really good. So, hey, we got a wonderful show lined up today brought to us by BetterHorses.com. And that is, we were going to be talking here in just a little bit to the department head of clinical sciences out there at Kansas State University, Dr. Lori Beard. It's going to be great to talk to them. We got some stuff going on. Better Horses has some stuff going on here in February out there. And so it's going to be great to have her on. And, you know, we got a hero, Kansas City hero, I feel, in this studio right now. Always glad to have him. And what he's doing down there, you know, you talk about Kansas City has George Brett. They have Barry Cosmer. We also have Dr. Joy, Sergeant Joy Roberts.
Yeah, I feel right safer in the Kansas studio City, now. There he is.
Yeah, Kansas City Mountain Patrol. It's so glad to have you on here. You are such a big part of Kansas City, you and your team. And it's just always a breath of fresh air to see you and your team out everywhere. Wouldn't you say, Ian?
And the horses out there.
Oh, love
I think
it.
The public just loves seeing the horses out there. And you're everywhere. You get deployed almost every day.
Oh, yeah. We're staying real busy. But I think we're the lucky ones.
Well, I tell you what. Well, we're going to have you on. We're going to be talking about your needs because I got tired of seeing it on another network and everything else. I said, you got to come on and be on Better Horses Network. No, we appreciate the whole city getting behind you. It, you know, and that's we're out here today when we have you on our segment. We want Kansas City and the whole area to know what you guys need.
You know, and these guys are talented horsemen. They desensitize these horses, and they can go anywhere. And if you want to see really good horsemanship going on, just come down here to the Kansas City Mounted Police.
Yeah, really good stuff, and neat, just a really neat deal. In fact, the episode was so people just commented what they go to as far as to train them and everything that we did last year on Better Horses TV.
Yeah.
And just a really neat what you go through because it's a process.
Oh, it's definitely a process, a long process.
Well, we're looking forward to having you on, talking about what you got going on. And then the other guest, we have it via recording. And Ed, you had us come out, my son and the film crew, out to Kelly Sitter Downs last week. And what a clinic you went through, and what a neat guy Matthew Job it is.
You know, Matthew Job takes any horse, and I've seen him do thousands of horse where he will take you and desensitize your horse, and you'll be shooting off these horses at a 45 single action Colt revolver. And I went, and this session that you went to was on the intermediate session. We were from beginners, and then we went to intermediate. I was a really good beginner, and I'm a terrible intermediate guy, so I missed every balloon, I think.
Now, were you on Scout, weren't you?
I was on Shadow.
Shadow, so he looked Shadow. Good.
And he looked really good, so yeah, the horse did well. It's your aiming on your gun.
Well, you did all right on that deal. It's really neat and just great, and it's just about the events that we got going on everywhere. So we're excited about that. We're going to take a break now, and we're going to come back, and we're going to go right in. We're going to into the second segment. We're going to be getting a hold of Dr. Lori Beard and talking about what's going on at K-State. I'm Ernie Verdina.
I'm Ed Adams.
You listen to Better Horses Radio, KC Style. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. So glad you joined us. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
We're all about horses, and we're all about betterhorses.com, Ed.
Little small town with Justin Moore playing right behind us.
Yeah, we got the next guest is kind of from a small town. That's Manhattan, Kansas, and she's brought to us by our good friends at Stanley Forage newgatehay.com. A new sponsor, new sponsor we have, Great Alfalfa Hay. You can get it in the crush, pellet, you name it. And you get it in a lot of stores everywhere.
Yeah, it's a good feed, and we're glad to have our new next guest from the College of the Veterinary Medicine, clinical professor and section head, equine medicine and surgery, Lori Beard.
Hey, welcome, Dr. Lori.
Hello.
How's everything out at Manhattan today?
We're doing pretty well out here.
Well, I just want to, first of all, congratulate you on what a great department you have out there and doing a lot of neat things and out there at the university. And you're so user-friendly, you know, and talking from your whole department, you know, clear to the, as far as your field services director, you know, just great source of education and service.
Well, thank you.
So what I want to talk a little bit about that new your new lameness performance center. You guys are pretty proud of that, aren't you?
We're very proud of that. We have been planning to have a lameness arena performance testing center for decades, and it's finally happened. And so we've been in the building almost a year.
Talk to us a little bit about, to that our listener out there that has a horse that maybe has some chronic lameness and everything, what can that center do for them by working through their local vet? What can that center do for them with the services you got to offer out there?
Yeah, so our new performance testing center, it consists of a indoor arena, covered arena, with many different surfaces. So we have an arena where we have some synthetic footing that's pretty soft. We also have some areas where we have harder footing, what that allows us to do is different footing to see different types of lamenesses. Some lamenesses can be subtle, and so we might need a harder area of ground to look at that. Actually, some lamenesses you might only see with softer footing. We also have the ability to have somebody ride their horse, because sometimes the lameness may not be present when you're just, you know, you got a halter on the horse. We actually have the ability to somebody get on their horse, get their horse collected, or however they ride that horse. And so we can actually visualize to see what the owner has been complaining about. And so we can do this, summer, winter, fall, spring. We don't have to worry about weather. We also, in that area, we have a conditioned area, so air conditioned or heated, where we can actually then perform nerve blocks. We actually have our own radiograph equipment and ultrasound. So that's actually done out there now. We don't actually have to bring the horse into the main hospital, which was a little bit of a bottleneck for us as far as time. So we're getting things done in a much more timely fashion.
Now, I see that at Kansas State University, their College of Veterinary Medicine, they have a lot of things that we can go to and enter in, but in the spirit of preventive lameness, we have this big discussion about lunging horses. Your opinion, we've got a clinical professor right here. In your opinion, should we lunge horses the way they do it today, or do you think that is something we should stay away from?
Good question. I'm not sure that everybody agrees. So we actually, as clinicians, will use lunging to sometimes see a subtle, usually at the front end lameness. And so in a small lunging circle, you're going to put more weight on that inside foot, and we're going to be able to see the lameness there. So we actually use lameness to help us. I would think that if that's the only way you're exercising the horse is by lunging, could that put some excessive wear and tear on perhaps some front legs? Yes. As a horse owner and an owner of a daughter's horse, do we use lunging sometimes to make sure that horse is safe to get on? So I think it's impractical to say you should never lunge your horse, but no question, lunging will exacerbate a subtle lameness. And so, you know, just thinking about the way you're riding your horse, you know, lunging is a useful tool for veterinarians and owners, but, you know, probably not small circles, continuous small circles all the time.
You know, a thing that I'm thinking of is we're talking about lameness and being with horses throughout the years. One thing I think a lot of folks, including me, until I had a talk with my local vet, you know, we get a horse that might have a chronic mild lameness, type of problem. And a lot of times we as a horse owner think, well, this horse is done. And, you know, and my veterinarian made the comment, you know, these older horses are no different than us, older people. And you just have to, the neat thing about it, we've evolved in equine medicine enough that we can maintain some of these lamenesses to still keep the horse useful.
Absolutely. And so, and it's, you know, it's, it includes the intermittent use of anti-inflammatory medications like Bute or Equiox, but it also can include, you know, sometimes joint injections can be useful to decrease inflammation. The other person in this mix that's important is having a good farrier, you know, that no foot, no horse is absolutely true. And then the other thing, too, especially as older horses, keeping those older horses in shape makes a huge difference, you know, and getting those horses turned out and exercised certainly can increase their lifespan and their athletic ability to be used athletically.
So the bottom line is, just because your horse got a little subtle lameness doesn't mean that that horse is done. Get with the team, be it your local vet, K-State, the farrier, and keep them going. And I'm sitting here looking at Sergeant Joey Roberts over there, and you deal with a lot of horses on your donation programs people come up with. And I think that's a lesson to maybe take home, is that some of these are some great horses out there, might just need a little maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're going to need some maintenance. And, you know, at time to time, there are probably going to be times where, you know, maybe they can't be used as intended and they need a little time off. But a lot of these horses can be maintained and used successfully.
Well, I tell you what, that you just are just filled with a wealth of resources out there at K-State. I want to also thank you as working with Dr. Chris Blevins, and we're working at going to have a meeting on February 28th at your Trotter Hall, bringing in Greg Darnell, the famous bidding guy from Texas. And along with that, we're going to have Denise Ferris there talking about liability trends and compounding and veterinary medical devices. It ought to be pretty good. We're really looking forward to coming out there, Dr. Lori, and being at your university.
Yeah, and we're actually, I think here at the university, we're actually kind of excited to hear those people speak and yeah, hear what they have to say.
Well, you have so much to offer the whole state and people. I would sure recommend as far as getting out to Manhattan, stopping by, seeing their facilities. It's just tremendous. And appreciate all you guys do.
And they're building up that facility, so I recommend that. And how can we get a hold of you, and what's the best way to contact you in case we needed help from you or anyone else with horses out there?
So the easiest way to get a hold of us is our office number is 785-532-5700, and that is a 24/7 line, so somebody should always be answering, and so we provide emergency service 24/7, and then during the regular working days, you know, you should be able to talk to any one of us. You know, they'll, you know, take your name, take your number, we should be able to give you a call back.
Well, you guys are the best. We appreciate all you're doing. And are you going to make it out to Equifest?
We sure are.
Look forward to stop by the Better Horses booth, and we'd love to get an interview with you out there and maybe do a question and answer right there from our booth for people.
But that sounds wonderful.
Thank you for all you're doing, and thank you for being part of Better Horses and being part of our show today.
Well, thank you.
Bye, Doc.
That's Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. It's 785-532-5700 if you want to contact them.
No, but my local vet gave me hope on my horse, Murata. You know, she's lame. He says, that horse is no different than you, Ernie. And I said, we got some aches and pains. We got to fix them.
We just
got
to stretch out before you start.
That is right. But it's great having her on. Looking forward to that meeting Wednesday, February 28th. Greg Darnell, Denise Ferris, and Gary Niehuis with Purina talking about Outlast. It's going to be pretty exciting to be out there, and a lot of neat stuff. You know what? We got a lot of events going on, Ed, and that's what we're all about, Better Horses. It's education and taking it to the horse owner out there from that standpoint.
And we'll keep you updated, and we'll be right back right after this break. I'm Ed Adams.
I'm Ernie Rodina. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show. KC Style, I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
Just having a great time, Ed, living the dream.
Man, this is good. And we're going to get snow tomorrow. Can you believe
this? How much?
1 to 3 inches.
No kidding.
But I'm not an official meteorologist, so don't hold me.
No, I didn't realize that. But I tell you what, it's one thing about in February, it doesn't last very long.
Well, get your round bales out and get your horses ready if you're going to be turning them out. So they're going to need a lot of forage. And we have our great guest and our sponsor, Stanley Forage, is going to help us out with that. But our next sponsor is going to be
Purina Mills.
There you go.
PurinaMills.com, the company I was with for 35 and a half years. They got some great products. And the thing I like about Purina, they're the only company that I know that will feed it to their horses first before they will ever ask you to feed it to yours. The research, second to none. Safety, all that. If they knew the safety that goes in to making it at the plant, they would never even think about getting it from a private mill.
You know, and those independent dealers are really your own personal nutritionist on what type of feed you should be feeding those horses and everything you need for the wintertime.
Hey, do we have time to make an announcement?
I think we do. We can make time. It's our show.
Yeah. And Sergeant, is that all right? We got Sergeant Joy Roberts here from the Kansas City, Missouri Mounted Patrol. But we're going to make a special announcement, kicking it off, because we're going to start promoting it. Our 19th annual Flint Hills Dream Ride. We've had 19 years of it in a row. We're going to have the 19th one. Said we had 18. This is the 19th.
Yep.
September 7th and 9th at the beautiful Clover Cliff Ranch Bed and Breakfast down in just west of Strong City.
This may be our best Flint Hills ever.
It's got a pavilion that would challenge anything, would be up against anything in Kansas City. Seats about 250. Beautiful. Sits on 8,000 acres. We have down there, and just got a commitment today who's going to be with us. We got different ones going to ride with us. Josh Rushing's going to be there. We're going to get, the one that we got today, too, that's committed, is going to help lead it, is Kerry Coon.
Kerry Coon. If you haven't been to the Flint Hills, thousands of acres of virgin tall grass. It is the most beautiful, scenic trail ride you can ever go. It's totally organized by Better Horses, and Purina also helps sponsor it.
You know, it's always a Saturday-Sunday ride. You know, you come on Friday.
That's right.
We're going to have another ride. We're going to have an extra ride starting Friday afternoon.
Wow.
And it's all for the same cost. But what's really going to be neat, the education that's going to be going on. I'm trying to get Ron McDaniels from Merck is going to be there, and we're going to have some really good entertainment. Rusty Ryerson's going to be there. That's going to be great. Great cowboy church. But it's going to be 7th through the 9th. We got accommodations right now for 49 people. So first come, first serve on the rooms and everything, because we're talking about the Clover Cliff Ranch. We're talking about the Grand Central Hotel. And we're also talking about the Stone Horse Bed and Breakfast right there. So you got about 49 rooms, 49 people that can accommodate. And, of course, we take trailers with live-in quarters and things from that standpoint.
And if you want to know more about this, it's going to be on our calendar and our events page officially after today. BetterHorses.com. Check out the events page and go to September, and you can read all about it.
Putting it together right now, it's going to be just a great time. It's going to be one of the best we had down there. In fact, just love going to Flint Hills. Might mention, too, that check out that this week, starting Monday, Ed, is our 19th year of Better Horses, our publication, coming out, and it will be our Stallion Edition. Hits the streets this Monday.
Right in time for Equifest, so be sure to get your copy, and you can also get a subscribe to a copy right there on our website.
But so glad. I'm always look forward to having this guy in here. I got the highest respect for what he does and all of his men that he have up there in the Mounted Patrol. We got Sergeant Joey Roberts. Welcome to Better Horses again.
Thanks, Ernie. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And just, again, I'm going to start off with congratulating you on what a great job you're doing. I know right now you're on kind of a campaign to try to get some new horses and other things. It's your mic. Tell us what Kansas City and Better Horses, KC Style, can do for you in the Mounted Patrol.
Well, basically right now we've been on a mass hunt across the local area around here trying to find horses. We're looking for draft crosses, at least 16 hands. We'd like for them to be between the ages of 4 and 10. You know, that's kind of optimal. But so if there's any of those types of horses out there that people think that would be brave enough and confident enough to do the job, we'd love to hear about them and maybe go take a look at them.
And you might mention you travel some pretty far distances to go look at these horses.
Oh, yeah. We went to Grinnell, Iowa. We found a really nice, he was an 18-1 ginormous Percheron.
Wow.
He was 4 years old, and, yeah, he had been doing dressage for the last 2 years. Really great horse. We brought him back, had high hopes for him. He was doing real good. But one of the things that Dr. Strain of Strain Equine does is he does a free vet check or like a pre-purchase exam for us. And so he came out, did a pre-purchase, and the horse didn't pass the vet check. He had about a quarter-sized bone chip in his left hind that he wasn't lame, but, you know, we want to do what's best for the horse, and long-term it could have caused him some issues, and, you know, we just didn't want to put him in that situation.
Now, these horses, I know some of them are donated, and they get it from that, but do you buy some? The police department do buy some.
Thanks to our friends of the KC Mounted Patrol, we do have the ability now where, you know, we're trying to start buying some horses. Without their support, we wouldn't be here because, the police department will not and does not buy horses. So
the Friends of the Mounted Patrol, how do folks find out more about that and be a part of it? Maybe we get some new members.
Yeah, we've got, there's a website called the KC. It's www.kcmountedpatrol.org. And then we also have the social media site, which is Friends of the KC Mounted Patrol. So anybody that's interested, they can reach out to us either way. All the contact information is on the website, or you can reach out to us on Facebook.
Wow.
And we got to thank everybody out of Kansas City. Without the Friends of the Mounted Patrol, it's really the Kansas City people donating their time and their energy and their money to the Mounted Patrol. And Joey, help me out. That's covering arena footing. That's covering fence repairs, outside arenas, and as you mentioned, just the veterinarian clinics that you have to do.
Oh, it's covering, the Friends of the Mounted Patrol, they cover everything outside the normal, basic, essential function that the police department covers.
And you make such a positive impact in Kansas City, but you can take it a step farther. A lot of the events, things going on in Kansas City that we depend on you. I mean, the Big 12 tournament coming up.
Oh, yeah,
Westport, the Plaza area like that. We need you folks down there.
Yeah, we've got all that going on with, as far as law enforcement action, but we're also kind of venturing out and doing stuff. We got an event coming up in Prairie Village. It's more just like a community PR kind of a thing, but we are actually even, crossing over and doing some small things that's not law enforcement related outside of our area.
And you will go to Kansas then, even though you're Kansas City, Missouri Police. That was always a question before, so they're kind of opening up on that.
Well, it's not something that, we're doing on a regular basis, but, I've had some people reach out, for certain things, awareness. Law enforcement, we want to promote law enforcement across the country, and, if we can get out and talk to kids and talk to people, explain to them what we do and, kind of more humanize law enforcement, then, we're all about it.
How many horses are in your platoon?
Right now, counting the new horse I just got, I've got 10, but I'm retiring one next week. He'll be going back home to Durant, Oklahoma. But 10 is kind of my magic number of horses. Now, that's with 7 riders because we got to have some depth. If a horse goes lame, we need to have a horse step up. Or from a training perspective, you always want to be trained a little deeper than you necessarily need in case, because it takes a couple of years to get them really solid.
And your officers that are in your unit, they're matched up with this horse, and that's their horse, just like their partner, like it would be on a canine unit.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. And, the main thing is, okay, these officers that come, we're police officers. They weren't necessarily, big-time horsemen when they came on the police department, but we're teaching them to ride horses. So we need to have good, strong, solid, confident horses that I can put, beginner or intermediate riders on and be safe to take them out in Westport, Plaza, protests, you name it.
I get to thinking about that police officer or officers in your unit. How neat it would be to go home to the kids and say, hey, daddy's got a horse, but they just can't ride it, from that stuff. But, but it's still part of the family.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, we see our horses more than we see our own family.
Wow, that's really neat, isn't
it? You get on my Facebook page and you can tell that there's more pictures of my horse on there, unfortunately, than there is my own kids, which is kind of sad.
Well,
but
you got to have a passion. Everyone in horses got to have a passion as far as in that. That's really neat. Well, stick around with us. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back, and we want you to stick with us. And again, we want to say thank you. And if they want to get a hold of you, the best way to get a hold of you to reach out and about a horse or whatever it would be. What's the best way to go?
Probably the best way is I like email because I like to get videos, pictures of horses so I can do an honest evaluation. Yep. But it's joey.roberts at kcpd.org. That's my email.
J-O-E-Y dot Roberts at
kcpd.org.
.org. Thank you. Stick around. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to have Matthew Jobe. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
With some Better Horses Radio. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC style. A little spinners to my dot friends over in Wyandotte County as far as class of 1973, the Spinners. One of my favorite groups. So thanks for joining us, Talking Horses, today. Hey, we've got a lot of neat things. Actually, don't forget February 17th, the Equine Education Day put on by Will Height and Freeze Equine Hospital. In fact, you got to get your RSVP in by February the 5th. Believe me, it will be worth going to all kinds of education. Dr. Wendy Bala from, she'll be with talking on equine medicine, Sue McDonald on equine behavior. And it's going to be held at the Memorial Station out in Belton, Missouri, February 17th from 8 to 1:30. So it's going to be a great deal.
Because they're expecting a lot more people this year than they did last year because it's so well received all the way around.
And today you're still time to fly, go down to the Wright Lead Ranch down in Springfield, where yours truly will be down there with Fred Burschauer, the big open house in Springfield, Missouri. But hey, had a chance to interview Matt Jobe, great guy, great trainer from down by Windsor, Missouri. All-around trainer, had a chance to see that mounted shooting. Let's go to that interview we have right now.
Here we go.
Hello, friends. Ernie Rodina with the Better Horses Radio Show here at Sitter Downs, Lone Jack, Missouri. And I'm here with world champion Matthew Jobe, world champion mounted shooter Matthew Jobe. And Matthew, thanks for being a part of Better Horses Radio.
Yep, thanks for having us today.
You got a clinic? I had a chance to come out to this clinic, and wow, there's a lot of interest in mounted shooting. Let's talk about what this entails, this clinic. You got a lot of excited riders.
Sure thing, yes. First thing, we got to get our horses acclimated to gunfire, and then a lot of times we have to teach these people how to operate a gun. Some of them, my last clinic had a 64-year-old lady never touched a gun in her life.
Wow. Well, I see this as an opportunity for folks that enjoy their horses to do something with them.
Absolutely.
Give them a job. Mm-hmm. And it takes a little bit of imprinting these horses to that. Tell us how that entails.
Correct. Like I said, a big thing is you got to have them, got to get them desensitized, and you have to get a broke horse. You have to train your horse. You have to be able to move shoulders, move hips, move ribs. The more trained you have your horse, the easier it is to flow through here.
It seems like that, and you can see where the horses that are going through here, we got about a dozen or 10 of them in here, getting along great, and that's because you've had a morning of getting them desensitized.
Correct, absolutely. This morning we did a little desensitizing. We did some work with just the human on how to operate the gun, how to shoot the gun, and then we did just some riding work. And then we put the guns on the horses and the rider, put them all together.
A horse trainer by trade, that's what you are.
Yes, sir.
During the week, a trainer. And this has to be so good as far as another job for your horses that are in training, along with you work at the sale barn, doing that, and getting them acclimated to a lot of things.
Absolutely. We own and operate C-Bar J Ranch in Windsor, Missouri. And all my training horses, we do obstacle competitions. We do cowboy mounted shooting, of course. And, yeah, my trainees, I take them to the sale barns on Wednesdays, and we push cattle all day. And so they get really a wide range of things they get used to.
You know, it's amazing. You know, you see a lot of folks send a horse to a trainer for 60, 90 days, but it takes a long while to get these horses solid, to get them where you say, I've got a broke horse.
Absolutely. You know, 90 days, you're just kind of scratching the surface to getting one really soft. And what I always say is they need to say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, as soon as you touch them. They need to be given to you saying that, yes, sir. And it takes a long time to get that every single time you ask for it.
Well, you're no stranger to a lot of disciplines out there, the Ultimate Horseman's Challenge and things like that. And this being the, as far as the shooting, mounted shooting, do you have a preference of what you like doing the best?
No, it just depends. I like working with brand new people, and I like teaching them how to shoot. And I do like the obstacles, too. It really builds the confidence. So many people like confidence. A lot of people are older, and they're just getting back into horses. I like either one, and I like helping the new people build that confidence.
And you brought up a good point. No one's too old to get started at doing this, whether they're riding or whether they're doing the mounted shooting, from that standpoint.
Absolutely. Like I said, a couple weeks ago in Illinois, a lady 64 years old, first time ever touching a gun, and she's riding through here shooting her gun.
This past weekend, I had a chance to talk to a fella. Didn't start riding until he's 68, and he's showing now at 76. And that's what an encouragement that is to a lot of folks.
Yeah.
And I think enjoying the horses. And, you know, and the main thing is I heard a clinician one time say, famous one, and talked about you got to have a job for that horse. Get your horse's jobs. And that's some of the biggest faults we have. We don't have a job for them.
Yep. And I call it expecting. You know, I expect more from my horse. And a lot of times people are just riding, not telling their horse what to do. They're not expecting anything out of their horse. I expect them to say yes, sir, every time. And so I push them into that. I teach them that.
We got listeners out there right now. A lot of them have horses. A lot of them ride a couple times a month, maybe once a day or whatever. And I want to leave them with a tip that you'd give them to become better horsemen and to get along with their horse, something that they should concentrate on every time they're with their horse. Can you give me a sentence?
Yeah, the big thing I would say, no matter what you do, is learn that release is how they learn. They only learn when you let go of them. And a big thing is, and I challenge trail riders especially, a lot of trail riders ride down the trail all day, and they never really tell their horse anything. They're just talking, enjoying themselves. That's great. I challenge them every 15 minutes, pick up on your horse. Tell that horse what to do for at least 30 to 60 seconds.
Great.
Then let go, and then go back to visiting, enjoying the country for 15 minutes. If you did that, that's four times every hour you told your horse what to do.
And I've had several trainers tell me too, and I think there's a lot of truth to it, that trail riding is one of the toughest disciplines for a horse when you look at the pressure that's put on them from the herd and different things like that. Would you agree with me?
I agree. They're often the least trained horses, but in my opinion, they should be the most trained horses. You don't know what you're going to encounter out there.
What an opportunity folks have to be able to come ride with you, or you ride their horse. What's the best way they can get a hold of Matthew Joe? Because you're not that far, I know, from Kansas City in that area. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Yep, Facebook, Matthew L. Job, our ranch, CBARJ, website, CBARJ.com. And my cell phone is 660-537-9542.
And the excitement that you show with your participants and everything and the horses, that it's infectious as far as for these folks and riders, and you do a super job, Matt.
Yep.
Matthew,
you
heard
a lot.
So many things about you. Thanks for being a part of Better Horses Radio.
Absolutely.
Matthew Job, Windsor, Missouri, world champion mounted shooter.
Yep. Thank you.
What a great guy he is.
You know, been to three of his clinics, and I can confess this has been one of the best clinics you can go to. Matthew Job over there. What a great interview, Ernie. Thanks for doing that.
Sergeant Joy, thank you so much for being a part of Better Horses today. And hope we can get you and Matthew together and kind of do some synergy things together.
You know, we want to give some plugs. Don't forget Kansas City. We have the Kansas City Cowboys for Cops. Joey, we're going to do it again.
Yes, and I think we're looking at July, right?
We're looking at the end of July, and we had 200 horses our first year. We have 300 our second year, and I think your goal is 400 this year?
Oh, yeah. It is a ton of fun. I suggest anybody and everybody, if has a horse, they need to come to that event.
And Joey's mentioned it once before, but if you want to donate and you want to volunteer for helping the Mounted Patrol, go to KansasCityMountedPatrol.org and send your money, your time, and your volunteer would always be good.
Hey, and don't forget to watch Better Horses TV with Ernie the Horse Guy this Sunday at 8 on KCWE Channel 29. We got Al Dunning. We got Mounted Shooting with Matthew Job. And we've got the Hardy Grub Chef Tail, a great open spit barbecue with Mark. And then just going to have a great time. And just so glad that you're here. Let us know if we can help. Check out betterhorses.com. And I want a big shout out to Tina Corley. How about Susie Mackey, Connie, Matthew, and Brent? Got any money?
My better half, Tara Adams, helps put the Jackson County Sheriff's Mounted Posse together. And, Joey, who do you want to send a hello out to?
I want to send a hello out to Vic Kozlerich and Alice Lee for all their support of Mounted Patrol over the years.
Thank you.